In today's Gospel, on the feast day of the Apostles Simon and Jude, Luke writes in chapter 6, Jesus went out into the hills to pray, and he spent the whole night in prayer to God. When day came, he summoned his disciples and picked out 12 of them. He called them apostles. Then Luke goes on and records their names. This was Jesus, the Son of God, who felt the necessity of praying the whole night before taking a momentous decision, a decision that would change the whole world, like the tiny mustard seed growing into the fabulous tree. The Gospel for Tuesday of the 30th week of the year is again according to Luke, Luke 13:18 to 21. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what can I compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his garden. And it grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made their nests in its branches." Another thing he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like the leaven, which a woman took and mixed in 3 measures of flour till it was leavened all through." And this is the Gospel of the Lord. The apostles were like the tiny grains of mustard seed, except for the one who betrayed him. From those small beginnings, the church grew, just as the minuscule beginning of the kingdom of God in our hearts grows when nourished and loved. The kingdom of God is, and was, and always will be. But God can reign in our hearts only when he is invited to do so. We say, "May thy kingdom come." What we are really saying is, "Come, we invite you to reign in our hearts and minds." If we allow alien forces in our hearts, then the growth of the faith will be curtailed, perhaps like the birds eating the fruits of the mustard tree, and so preventing its multiplication. On the other hand, the mustard tree, the church, can give protection and a home to the birds, so the point of the parable of the tiny seed could be that the kingdom of God will grow into a vast empire, so that people and nations will come together and find support and protection. There is room for all kinds of people, saints and sinners, rich and poor, for different forms of worship, experiences, and so on. It is for all nations, Jews and Gentiles alike. The universality of the kingdom is obvious. When I read this passage of the Gospel, I was struck by its seeming absurdity. I can remember growing mustard seed along with cress on a piece of damp flannel on the windowsill at school. After all, a tiny mustard seed does not become a huge tree, but particular species can grow into a small plant or shrub or small tree. If Jesus had talked of an acorn and an oak tree, it would have appeared to be more apt. But perhaps because of the fact that this parable appears to be nonsense, it gives his listeners food for thought, and they and we can contemplate on what he implied. Mustard plants flourish when grown between lines of vines, vines that are so often used by Jesus in his parable. It represents also the beginning of the church in the small community, and how, nourished by love, by faith and perseverance, it spread throughout the world. How does this parable speak to us? There is the past, the future, and the now. Each present moment is the most important time of our life. We can learn by the past, but we cannot do anything to change it, because the past is now history. We can plan for the future, if we have a future in this life. We cannot do anything about the future except plan for it, but our life in this world could be over today, during the next moment or two. This fact can concentrate our minds most advantageously, because we are then permanently aware that God, in his great love for us, is ever-present, and we wish to be as close to him when we are about to die as he is close to us. The stirrings of our love and our awareness of the indescribable love God has for us can grow like the mustard seed and overshadow everything. And 11. Spoken by Jesus in the second part of these verses of the Gospel. Love begets love. Leaven causes a transformation in the dough which cannot transform itself. It works in unseen from inside the dough, every bit of it working in harmony to transform the whole, just as the reigning kinship of Christ causes the transformation of life in the world. The power of Christianity in practice and the power of Christ brought justice, and it thus affected the treatment of the weak, the ill, the children, women, and the aged. Love stimulates a feeling of well-being, and it is infectious. Love and justice are upbuilding, and the more love that is poured into society, contentment and happiness increases, and like the leaven, it spreads and affects everyone. Even a small part of the infinite love and mercy of Christ, when shared between his children, is like the leaven, which affects not only the church, but it spreads throughout the whole world.